Hello, everybody.
What up?
Hey, what? Welcome
Check.
To another Check. Fabulous show that we have for you today with the Daggum Dads.
Loving it. Feeling yep. it.
Hey, Steve.
What's up, man?
What'd you do this week?
What? Oh, man.
Let our listeners know
just you know,
the life of Steve.
No.
Reverend Jackson.
You don't want to know what I'm doing. It's boring. Just work, travel a little bit.
I'm intrigued.
Hit up the beautiful state of Washington for a hot minute. And fly up to Alaska for a spell.
Alaska?
It's freezing up there. Yeah.
What part?
Anchorage.
Anchorage?
Yeah.
What'd you do there?
Just had a meeting.
Yeah.
Yeah, just had a meeting and turned around and come back. That's really all I did. I was there long enough to freeze a little bit, mm-hmm. Eat some food, come home.
Now, I knew you were going to Washington, but I didn't know Alaska.
Yeah.
Never been there.
Yeah, it's cool.
Man, it's on my list.
Literally.
So
yeah.
This guy.
No, it's good. It was so cloudy and like just you couldn't see any of the mountains or anything. It was not the best time to be there, but
yeah,
we'll be going back in the summer, so
okay,
that's when it'll be nice to see.
There you go.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Can you pack me? I'm little.
We'll see, man.
Well, I'll lose a lot of weight.
There's room.
I'll be a lot littler.
I think we can make room. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
There's a lot of room on those aircraft, so I'm not going to get you on there. Just throw you in a bin or something.
If that works, it'll work.
Dang it, back. Who's this guy?
Who is this guy? You mind your business?
Don't worry about it. He's a robot.
I'm his personal assistant.
What about, other than, the election and all that, what else, what did you do this week?
What did I do? Ooh, the in-laws took the kids Friday night.
Oh.
For the night.
Oh, man. Are you kidding me?
That's
party time.
Yep, we...
Let's go.
Yeah, got home. My wife and I hopped in the car, went and got some Costa Vida for dinner.
Wow, you guys really killed it.
Dude, we went...
We got the in-laws Costa Vida. Where are we going?
Boom. But, and then from there, we went to my cousin's dental office, where he's got a nice big giant... the room
mm-hmm.
with a big table, and he's got like a big screen with a bunch of other TVs on the walls, and we watched the Boise State BYU game
at the dentist office.
Mm-hmm.
Wow,
it was awesome.
What kind of dentist office is this?
It's
like Big Al's meets dentist office or what?
Well, it's their conference room, so.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah,
okay.
It was just in the middle of the building, but
makes sense.
Yeah, and then...
That sounds cool. You know, what a game, huh?
I don't want to talk about it.
Gross.
Hey, supposed to be in a cheer mood here.
Why is that Bachmeyer not playing? Does anybody know?
Nope. I've heard a lot of conflicting stories.
Really
went from COVID to injured to disciplinary, so I have no idea.
I love how they don't tell anybody anything, too. That sounds cool. Well, cool, man. Hey, keep your secrets to yourself, I guess. You know, whatever. Yeah, and hold on to that L, too, while you're at it.
Hey, I said you don't want to talk about
He's
it.
He's like, I ain't going to tell anybody anything. I'll lose before I tell anybody. Oh, wait, nope, I lost.
Oh, dang, we lost.
Yeah.
But, and then kids came home Saturday, and, wife and I went in the morning, we were going to go to IHOP. Eat some breakfast. But it was like an hour wait.
That sounds intense.
So we went to Sherry's.
Oh, wow.
Went to Sherry's with the old people.
In Napa.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we used to hit that a lot.
Dude, after football games?
Let's go.
Ooh-wee. Well, yeah. Went and ate there, and then came home. Kids came home, and then we went out and did some yard work. A lot of leaves. We got those big, huge trees in the back.
Yeah, we just rake leaves today, so...
Yeah, I've run over with the lawnmower about 3 times already.
There you go.
You wouldn't know.
Oh, wow, there's that many.
Yeah, because...
You wanted all that property, those big trees. Well, you got it, buddy.
I wanted the property and not the trees.
Yeah, you can chop them down.
Especially with those owls.
Exactly. Those owls.
And then we... we worked cleaning them up and everything until it started raining, and then a big windstorm came. You wouldn't even notice.
That yeah, that sucks. That's the worst.
But now, looking up at the trees, I think they're almost done.
So they only got like 3 or 4 more times out there.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Or it's just going to snow and cover it all and I'll forget about it.
Nice.
Then I'll have a bigger mess in the spring.
That'll be perfect.
Yeah, so that's what's going on with me.
Oh, I love it. That sounds like a lot.
Well, I don't get to travel. You'll get to go to Alaska.
I do get to now. We weren't doing anything there for months, but
that's true.
Oh shoot! Anyway,
we've got a good topic for you.
Yeah, I think
today.
It's a good one. Today's episode is girls versus boys.
Yep, what it's like to have a girl, and the difference with a girl and a boy.
Yeah, there's a lot of them, I'm sure. Anybody that's got kids, no. Anybody, shoot, I'll tell you. Anybody that's ever seen a child, okay,
yeah,
in the wild, knows there's a difference between these two genders of children.
Yes.
They're the way they act, the way they learn, the way they communicate. When they start to do these things, it's all different.
Tell you what,
and it's awesome. I think the differences between the two of them is really fascinating to watch. And then, of course, that never changes for the entirety of their life.
Exactly.
So, there's a big difference.
Especially, you know, you have just your daughter.
Yeah, got the kid, got the girl.
Mm-hmm. Huh? Yeah. I got two girls and two boys.
Yeah, you got a perfect number there. Really nice little setup there for examination.
But it is definitely, what do you say? It's, yeah, they're different.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no denying it, you know, because you got Allie, my oldest, and Landon, and those two, well, it's just all of them. Okay, so the girls picked up potty training.
Like, yeah, that's how mine was too.
Just like that.
Just took her.
Didn't even hesitate.
Took a few days of
they were
hardcore.
Looked at it and they're like, let's do this.
Yeah.
The boys.
See, there's your difference right there, though. Girls, I feel like, want to, even at an early age, do these things. Boys are like, no, destroy.
Yes.
Make fire. Yeah. Swords. I have no time to learn how to pee. I'll pee my pants.
Mm-hmm.
We'll figure it out later.
Yeah.
That's what we're little cavemen.
That's what it is.
We're running around, beating things with sticks, making fire out of stones.
That's exactly.
We got no time.
We're digging holes.
That's why
in the dirt.
Boys will play until they collapse. And pee themselves.
And then they will be in their pee pants all day.
They don't care.
Unless you catch them.
Girls, that I think right there nailed it. The girls care about that stuff.
Dude, the
they
girls,
pee
they
their pants.
They were like, all right, let's do this. The boys just looked at it and they were like, mm-mm.
But I'm sure you saw it though, like if they had an accident, the girls in their pants, they didn't like that.
No.
Like, I saw it too.
Well,
she did not, like
Allie
if it was
didn't.
In her, yeah, well, right, yeah.
Molly, on the other hand,
she may not.
She's like, whatever.
Right.
I mean, sometimes we still got some problems.
Sure.
She'll be out there playing for too long.
We'll see, but yeah,
and then she'll come in and be like, uh-oh. We're like,
there's something in children that those bladders are just, they hold it, you know? And they're just playing and playing, and those brains are just, they're activated. And they're out doing things, and they're not even thinking about needing to go to the bathroom. And then, you know, however many hours later, they peed themselves. They're already continuing on. They don't even realize they peed themselves until they come in. A lot like a drunk, you know.
Exactly.
Kids are like
stumbling in.
Children are like little drunk men and women. Just had a few too many. Don't even realize you peed or puked on yourself.
Yeah.
That's kids.
But
just there's so much more to it.
Yeah. But
I wish it was that
easy. You can totally see a total difference when it comes to certain things. You know, like video games.
Yeah.
You know, my sons, he's landing, he'll sit down, pick up right up.
Yeah.
And then you got my oldest daughter. She thinks she's really good.
Mm-hmm.
But then she gets mad at her brother because her brother keeps beating.
Right, right.
You know, one of those things.
Mm-hmm.
Or she'll just take the remote from him. Be like, you're not playing, I'm going to play.
Mm.
I'm like, oh, come on.
Yeah.
So, but definitely another thing that I've seen just within my dynamic of my family, and then I have nieces and nephews, is, you know, if your oldest is a girl, she's the boss.
Yeah.
Definitely the boss. Now, if the oldest is a boy, most boys are just like, whatever.
Still seeing the daughter being the boss.
Go, yeah, because whoever's going to be the girl, always going to be the boss. Doesn't matter.
Hmm.
And so, now with the twins, I can actually see Hunter being the boss.
Really?
Yeah. You know, it's funny because you got Allie and Landon, and you got Molly and Hunter. And when it comes to personalities, Landon and Molly are a lot alike. And Allie and Hunter are a lot alike.
Huh.
You got Landon and Molly who are just monkeys. They're just wild. They just do whatever, whenever. And they get hurt, they just brush it off and go.
Right.
And then you got Allie and Hunter, who they're more sophisticated. And they're more cautious.
They're little thinkers.
They are. Like, they strategize before they do something.
I like that.
You know, and but they're more cautious. Mm. They're going to stand at the ledge and look and be like, am I really going to get hurt? I probably shouldn't do this. But then you got the other two that look at the edge and they're like, aim for the bushes. Aim for the bushes.
And boom.
They nucks and they there jump up. Goes my hero.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Watch him. That's such a funny part. Oh, wow. And see, that's so cool to be able to have, you know, like, have that. You know, you have these four kids. They're all different, but to see the similarities, you know, between the two oldest and the twins, mm-hmm. even though they're, you know, boy and girl, they're still very similar. And I've seen that with, you know, I have nieces and nephews and stuff, and they tend to, I think that's a lot in family, especially when you're younger. There's a lot of tendencies that you're very similar, and then as you get older, you kind of start to become more independent and do your own thing, mm-hmm. Especially depending on how far apart you are in age. But yeah, like Juliana, you know, she, you know, with it, just she's been around her cousins, you know, since they were babies, mm-hmm. and so like that's why I like. Even though, you know, we have one, I was so excited because I'm like, I got this daughter that maybe I can influence a little bit, and she'll like some boy stuff, and then she'll like girl stuff, and, she, you know, she could just be this well-rounded one individual, you mm-hmm. know, best of both worlds, you know?
Yeah.
And so far, so good, I would say. We've done a pretty decent job. Like, she's around her cousins, they'll play sport, they play video games. Like, she used to be, like, get very frustrated, get all mad, and mm-hmm. couldn't handle losing, but then I would sit down and play with her and be like, and she'd get mad at me for beating him. Like, I'm not, you gotta get better. Like, mm-hmm. not saying sit in front of video games for hours and hours, but if you want to win at anything, mm-hmm. you have to get better than the other person, your competition. They're not gonna just give it to you.
Yeah.
Little life lesson there.
Yeah.
So now, not even kidding, she is pretty good. So she really likes wrestling games. Yeah, dude. She does. She likes WWE 2K20 on the Xbox. Mm-hmm. She's been learning to play. She likes to be the girl wrestlers. You know, she knows their names. Like, you know, like, I don't even know their names. Sasha Banks is one of them. And mm-hmm. Autumn or something. It's whatever.
Wasn't she knows her. UFC fighter. Didn't she go over to
WWE? Ronda Rousey. Yeah. Yeah. She's not even really into her. She likes Charlotte Flair. Ric Flair's daughter. Ooh. Yeah. But she's, like, playing. She's beating her cousins at that. She beat me the other night.
What?
Yeah.
Who were you?
I don't know, some wrestler. I didn't know her name. Oh, Charlotte Flair. Yeah, she was Alexa Bell. I think that's her name, Alexa Bell.
Do they not let boys and girls wrestle?
They don't. Anymore? It kind of upsets me. I wanted to, but I guess you can't in real life, so which is whatever.
Well, it'd be fun to have Ric Flair versus...
Hey, most of them women can kick any dude's butt anyway. I don't know why they can't fight. Like, let them do it. But anyway, yeah, she comes in, but I think she knows the buttons well enough, and then as soon as you're on the ground, she just hits pin right away, and it's hard to get out of the pin on that game, and I think she knows that, so. I'm like, you have to time it, A, you know, and mm-hmm. you know, she beat me. I was like, okay, I see what's happening here. So she's learning things, you know, to stay, you know, competitive with her cousins. They like video games, so she's going to do it too, but then she goes and plays with the younger girls. They go play dolls and dress up, and she does that too.
Nice.
Yeah.
There you
go. Pretty cool.
Allie, nothing. Anything that's girl?
Yeah.
Girly?
She ain't doing it.
No.
No,
she's
dice.
A tomboy.
Yeah.
To the fullest.
I love it.
Now, we tried to put her in
she
sports.
She likes Spider-Man.
She does.
That's awesome.
But we tried to put her in sports, and she enjoys the sports, but she doesn't enjoy the spotlight being on her.
Oh, gotcha.
So
she'll be a good role player.
Yeah, and so...
like the eighth or ninth person coming off the bench.
Yeah. So, you know, when we put her in softball, she hated being up to bat. Because
she could be a pitcher then. She never bats.
No.
Well, I know when you're little you do. but
no, she doesn't. She doesn't like the ball came to her. She doesn't like it because everyone is looking at her, and the pressure's on her to make the ground the ball and throw it.
That teacher to get it, scoop it up, throw it real quick. So the well, now the attention's off you. I'm done. I'm
out. No, don't look at me.
Don't look at me anymore. I'll throw it to first base. I'm out. You're
batting.
Out.
She, I mean, it got to. She told me I couldn't cheer for her when she was up to bat. I was like, what? I'm your dad.
Yeah.
But I
withheld. I get it.
I withheld. I was like, all right, your call. It was so hard. Come on, Allie. Come on. But no.
Is that what you sound like we're cheering?
Yep, just like that. You come on, Allie. Like,
come on, Allie. Where are you from? Come on now, girl. You don't want to hit that ball now.
Come on. Come on, hit that ball out
of. Isn't it funny how when we do impressions of stuff that we do in our life, we throw a voice on it?
Oh, of course.
Because
that's how I sound in my head.
Yeah, I love that.
I'm more of a Larry the Cable Guy in my head. My sister.
I tell you what, if one arm, one leg got her lucky. That's a stupid
gig. God, stop. We're not doing
this. Get her done that. Oh, that, I do not ever want to hear that again.
Whoa. Hey, he is my idol. You back up on.
I can't hear. That was the most overused statement I think of all.
Get her done.
Everybody was saying it too. It didn't matter where you went. Be like, give me a number one extra large gator, Dad. I'm like, okay, thanks. All right, cool. Hey, man, you going to pick up them leaves? Yeah, I'm going to pick them up. Gator, Dad. It works for everything.
Yeah.
Hey, I need my new spark plugs in the car.
Gator, Dad.
Okay, see, now we're done. Right. It's stupid is what it is, and I don't like it.
Well, where do you think I got the name of for the podcast?
I don't know.
Dagum?
Oh, he does say Dagum. We have to change the name. Stuck. Yep, we're episode 3. We're officially going to change the name from Dagum Dads to anything else.
Nope.
With dads.
The internet dads.
With anything with dads, not Dagum.
Oh, I got Dagum. It. Hey, I'm going to start my own YouTube channel.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to be fixing the house up. It's going Get It Done, Dad.
I don't think you can. They'll probably yank you right off
of
there because it's copyright.
Son of a gun.
Yeah.
Ow.
I'm pretty sure that's it. He's got some kind of patent on
it. I'm calling my agent right now.
Are you?
Hey. Call him up.
Valerie?
Yeah. No.
She Molly. Goes right to voicemail. My daughter won't answer the phone.
Dang it.
You know it's me. Answer.
Answer the phone.
Anyway, back to Allie now. No, right. I get that, though. Yeah, not wanting the attention. I was not like that, but I knew I've seen it.
Oh, no.
No, I was all about like right here.
Give I'm right me. Here. Yeah. Give me the ball.
Hey, guys. Hey. Hey.
Right here.
Hey.
Huh?
People still say it that way. I don't know. I don't see it.
I don't see it.
Maybe it's because we're both like that.
We're both like
a couple of narcissists. Oh, what are you talking about? You don't like I talk about myself 24/7? Screw you, man.
Yeah.
It's about me. Let's talk about me again.
What? I did some improv.
Yeah.
I'm good. I'm going to be up on the stage doing some stand-up.
Absolutely.
Leave me alone.
Yeah. Is it weird that I walk around with a mirror so I can stare at myself all day? No.
Mind your business.
Yeah. Get out of my face.
Yeah. You don't like it, don't look.
Deal with it.
That's what I say.
Okay, see, that's stupid. Anyway, Allie.
All right. Here we go. Then you got Landon.
She don't like attention. So
she
Landon.
Didn't like attention. Okay. Now you got Landon.
Mm-hmm.
Played 1 year of T-ball, but he was a little young. But
how'd he do?
Could he hit the ball,
or did he hit the tee and the ball fall down like in front, and they tell him to run?
It was too long ago to tell
you. Yeah, you're like,
I mean, I think he was 4 at the time.
Yeah, like that was 2 kids ago, man.
And that's the only time that he's played baseball. And Allie played 1 year of coach pitch.
Oh, sweet.
And she got hit in the face with the ball.
The coach hit her in the face with the ball?
No, she was out in the field. And someone hit it.
I'm sorry.
And it bounced. And it bounced up and hit her in the nose.
Okay,
Yeah,
I was envisioning the coach throwing the ball and hitting the kid right in the face. All right, here we go, bringing a little heat on this one. Oh, you want to hover on the plate, do you? I'll back her off real quick. Boom, right in the face.
So she did 1 year of baseball, and then she transitioned into softball. And then Landon, he's into soccer.
Cool. Yeah, let him run around. Expel that energy.
No.
No, he doesn't run.
Is
it a goalie?
Me. No. I don't like soccer.
Yeah, but
it's tough.
Don't be selfish. You need him to burn that energy so he comes home and falls asleep.
Right. I can't. Let him run around. No, he did 1 year of flag football, and I coached him.
Oh, nice.
It was a mistake. He didn't like football because of that.
Oh, yeah. Were you, like, yelling at him?
No.
You're like Bud Kilmer in Varsity Blues?
No. If you ask him, and he'll tell you straight up, I was tossing the ball to the kids as they were doing little routes. Tossing the ball. Well, I tossed it to him, and it went through his hands, whack, right in the face.
Do better.
Ruined football since then. He will not play. Okay, now you know what he tells me? I don't like football. The field's too big. I'm like,
they go play soccer.
Soccer's bigger.
It's bigger.
And you run a lot more.
You run way more.
But
you
don't get
to hit anybody or get a green or a yellow or red card.
Whatever. But the problem with him is, the first year that he played, he was actually pretty good. But he was athletic, like I was.
He's the athletic.
Keyword is was.
Yeah, right.
I was athletic.
Sure.
But.
I'm sure you get off the couch right now and still do something.
How can I eat? Yeah. Competitive eating.
You're like, I'll jump right off this couch.
Give me those hot dogs.
Hot dogs. Hot dog.
Munch them up.
That's a funny movie.
But I
like keeping candy around me.
Give me a shampoo over here.
Eat it all up. Okay, anyway. That's Blue Street, Blue Street. Early Martin Lawrence movie. Yes. Very good.
I have a shirt that says, I speak fluent movie quotes, and I've already quoted two movies.
Yeah, we're doing great. I'm right there with you.
And just this one.
Anyway. We actually just watched that not that long ago.
Yeah.
Kid, yeah. Well, because I try to, like, watch some good movies with her that, you know, I'm not, like, because here's the deal, okay? I refuse to just sit around watching, like, little kid movies all day long. I can't do it. I'm sorry. I can't. I can do it a little bit. You know, I'll give her time. And she gets her own time. Like, you can watch that and let her. But when we just sit down, like, watch stuff, sometimes we'll watch a kid movie. But she's really into, like, some movies that we like, too. So I try to find some movies that are, you know, their age, somewhat age appropriate. Or at least they're appropriate. They're not, like, over the top.
Yeah.
With language and... that's mostly it. I don't really care as much about the violence. Mm-hmm. Not that I'm, you know, watching, like, Texas Chainsaw Massacre or anything, you know. But I there's not a bunch of, you know, adult scenes in it or anything. But Blue Streak, anyway.
Yeah.
Watch it. She liked it.
Nice.
Yeah, she thought it was funny. circled around to that. That was the point.
Okay.
Anyway, Landon not liking football.
Well, he doesn't like football. He likes soccer. Well, one year, he's played it 2 years. One year, he was... really good, but that was like, you know, when it was the beginning soccer.
Mm.
And so, you know, he just dribbled the ball down. Like, every time he's in, he'd score. Back ball.
Dude, let him run with it, bro.
And I'm like, sweet, finally, something. Yeah. Okay, I was like, I hate soccer, but if he's going to like it,
yeah,
I don't care.
Yeah.
If you're good at it, do it.
Yeah.
I'm fine with that.
Absolutely.
And then the next year, he, you know, stepped up a little bit, so it was a little bit more competitive, but he didn't like to go to practice.
He's like Allen Iverson.
Yeah.
Practice. We're talking about practice.
Yeah.
We're talking about practice.
Oh, we can hear your dogs. But,
I think they're barking at the Amazon guy.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, he just showed up dropping off some stuff.
Nice. But he thinks he's too good. He's like, I'm too good.
Okay, I don't want to go practice.
Yeah.
We're talking about practice.
We're talking about practice.
Not a game.
Not a game.
That's what he told you. Did he give you the practice quote?
No. But
that would have been the best thing.
No, he says all the time, because we're like, why don't you try harder? And he's like, I'm too good.
Oh my gosh, he did not say that.
No, I am serious. He thinks that he is, and I'm just like, oh my gosh.
Did you just kick a ball at him like really hard right in the head? You didn't stop that, did you?
Maybe that's why I intentionally hit him in the face with the football. I don't know. But he... So he
thinks he doesn't have to really work. Like, he goes. Mm-hmm. So he's milking the natural God-given talent.
That's what I did, though.
Well, no. A lot of times, that's the problem. You know, that'll get you so far. By about college is when it catches up to you. Like, oh.
That's why I never went.
I gotta work now. Yeah. Some people are so good that they can actually get to that and get to, like, the pro level. But it always catches you. You always see somebody along the line... Like, I saw it in college, like, dudes is just like, you don't even have to try. You know, they could just walk around super fast, jumping out the building, catch everything, run great routes, but they don't want to practice. They don't want to work. Yeah. They don't get along with people, whatever. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, they just burn out and end up working at a gas station.
Yep.
So is that what he wants or what?
Well, I don't know.
Did you tell him that?
So
did you give him that story?
So this... You want to work for a gas station?
You want to be Uncle Rico?
No.
I thought he was so good. Now he's living in a camper somewhere.
Now you're bringing up Uncle Rico. Don't even get me started on one of our acquaintances.
Stop. Stop it. I know a few people like that.
I know too many of those Uncle Ricos, huh? Yeah. But, no, and then the younger two, Molly, she is all girl. 100% all girl.
She's so
she
cute.
Is. She loves dance. Got her in a little dance.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Gosh.
Yeah.
Dance she is good. So fun. She's, oh, just the other day, Valerie posted some pictures, but Landon painted her toenails and fingernails the other day.
Oh, good job.
Yeah.
Nice.
She came and asked me and Mom, but we were busy at the time. We're like, yeah, yeah. We'll do it in a couple minutes. And then he's like, I'll do it.
Look at that. What a good big brother.
So she went and got the stool, and he sat there, and he was just painting away. Dude, he did a pretty good job, too.
Oh,
probably better than I can do.
He's got a future.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, you can make some good money doing, mani-pedis.
Stop it. Anyway.
Kill it.
But, and then there's Hunter. He's all boy.
Hunter Days.
He has the ability to be athletic. Mm-hmm. But he's kind of, like I said, he's a mama's boy.
Yeah.
So he's not, how do I say this? He's kind of weak, you know? You brush
soft.
Him. Soft, yes. You brush him and he cries. So
yeah.
I need to toughen him up a little bit.
Well, I think what you do is you just throw him in a pit with a bunch of broken glass and rabid dogs.
I like
it. Let him fight him out.
Boom.
Hey, couple of big old roosters just super mad at each other.
Can I?
Get him right in there.
Can I borrow Frisco? Huh?
He won't do anything. He's worthless.
Oh,
okay. He's terrible.
All right. How about
Scarlet?
Maybe.
Scarlet? No, she'll lick him too.
Yeah.
But he'll probably make him cry because he'll come in aggressively and jump him, knock him over.
Okay. Yeah.
You know what, man? I think you're going to be fine.
No. It's just. My problem is, I don't know, because he wants me to coach him in football.
Well, that's good.
I don't want to. I remember the first kid.
I refuse to coach little kids.
And so I
don't care if it's my kid or not.
I will assist coach.
Mm, that's still coaching.
Well, I'll just be there to help.
Yeah.
All right.
But, see, with that being said, though, I refuse to coach little kids, and I have my reasons. But that I'm also that guy who won't be, like, at a game yelling at the person who's volunteering their time to try to help these little crazy, you know, psychopaths running around that you can't get to pay attention, and maybe one or two of them know what they're doing, and the rest are like, butterflies, squirrels, cool.
Yeah.
What's this? You know, with any sport, it doesn't matter what it is. There's always going to be a couple that have figured it out early, and they're, you know, and the other ones are like, I don't even want to be here.
Yeah.
Or I don't care to be here, or whatever. This is just fun. And the other three or four are like, dude, this is life. And they're usually the one you just give the ball to every play.
Yeah.
And you maybe win, you know? Yeah.
Well,
but that's why I can't. It's hard. Like, I cannot do. But, like I said, I'm not going to be like, come on, coach. What you doing, man? Put my nephew in there. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, no. Are you kidding?
Your kid's probably not playing because he's not that good.
Yeah. And that guy that's doing it, I mean, maybe you know more than them, but if you know so much, go coach. Oh, wait, you don't want to?
Yeah, exactly.
Right, be quiet. Because I guarantee you they probably don't want to either.
Exactly. They were forced into it.
Nobody really wants to do this, okay? Mm-hmm. Maybe 10% of kids' coaches are out there because they're like, yeah, man, I'll live for this. The rest are like, I got to, man. You know? Either it's like, it's my probation, you know.
What is this, Mighty Ducks now?
Gordon Bombay out there, whatever it is, like, we all have our reasons, but usually the reason isn't because out of the kindness of my heart I really feel like contributing 3 months of my life to kids. No, you don't want to do this. Sports, I really love
it. You are lying to yourself,
especially football. Have you watched little kids play? No, I don't want to coach it. Like, I'll wait till they're older and they actually kind of got an idea. Then you can get in there and fine tune.
No, mine.
My hat is off to anybody that's doing it, though.
It was his first year playing, and my entire team, it was their first year playing.
Yeah.
And
so you're having to teach all of them.
And I was going against other teams that majority of their teams played the year before.
Sure.
And so, they were already. Oh. Dude, I mean, they were saying in the rule book, like, no trick plays. Oh, there were trick plays playing. And I'm like,
were you out there yelling? Were you out there yelling at the refs?
No.
Volunteer refs that are out there too? No, I was not. Come on, Brett. Come on, Zebra.
No, I was not the that person. I was. I played a couple coaches that were like that. You know, hey, taking too long. Oh, their kids are holding.
Yeah, holding, really.
And then parents on the sideline doing the exact same thing. He's holding my kid.
It never ends.
I'm like.
It starts then when they're young, and then they're yelling into, you know, all their whole life.
Their high entire school, life.
Even college, I'm sure. It don't matter who you are. You can be Dabo Sweeney out there for Clemson. I'm sure there's a parent. Come on, man. Put my ball in. He's like, I've won how many national championships? I need you to shut up. Who is that back there? Have him escorted out of the premises. Mm-hmm. We're done with him.
Get him out
of here. It never stops.
Yeah.
It never ends.
No, it doesn't.
You know? Come on.
Yeah.
Put my ball in, man.
But, yeah. It's just... one thing that I have noticed is mentally that the girls... they just develop faster than the boys.
For sure. There's no denying this.
They catch on to things a lot quicker.
I don't think... I'll be real with you. I don't think that ever even ends. Like, I really don't. Like, I remember... I think women, you know, the young ladies that grow up into women, and they just... they tend to care more about, like really learning the rules to things or paying close attention to detail. Whereas a lot of guys are like, ah, figure it out. And they just, like, that's how we do it. Like, from when you're a little boy, you know, like we were talking about earlier, like, I don't want to go to the bathroom. I'll figure out how to pee later. It's like we were talking about earlier, you know, they're going to, like, I'll figure out how to pee later. I'm playing, you know, I'm doing things. Mm-hmm. And it's funny, but it's like growing up, you never really change that attitude. Like, it's almost, I want to have fun. I'll learn that later. Or I'll do this. I'll do that. Mm-hmm. And not saying that, you know, obviously there are boys and young boys and men that figure this stuff out. I've always noticed that a lot more, even like in high school, you know, like there was some really smart girls put in the work too, and I'm just like, they're like,
yeah,
oh, you know, like this. And you know, a lot of the guys were the same way, like, you know. And then these girls going to college and doing stuff with their life, and we're like, oh, bitch.
And then by the time you get to college, you're like, oh, maybe I should pay attention then.
Yeah, maybe it's time to pay attention.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't even know I couldn't see the whiteboard until I was in college. I mean, so how's that? Like, oh, I have a vision problem. Yeah, seriously. Like, that's terrible.
Oh, my
gosh. I'm sitting in the back of the class because I always sit in the back, and I go, oh, wait, that's really far back because it's college. You know, it's, like, really far back. You're like, oh, yeah, I can't see that. But other than moving to the front of the class to see, I just sat in the back still because it's not cool to sit in the front.
Yeah.
Right.
You know,
and then I got glasses later.
And you're like, oh, I can see.
Oh, I can see. But no, yeah, I mean, like, I've seen it, you know, with my daughter, you know, she's picked up a lot of things. Like, she just cared to learn how to go to the bathroom, and she wanted to learn how to read, and she wanted to learn how to do this, learn how to draw, learn how to write, learn how to, you know, and you see with, like, some of the little boys, you know, in your life, you know, they usually are picking these things up a little later. You know?
Oh, yeah.
And sometimes... not really at all, you know, just depends.
Allie?
They're just not into it.
Allie loves to read.
Right, yeah.
Loves it. I got her, there's a set of books Lainey Walker, and it's like a set of hunting books and stuff, and I think there was like six of them.
Oh,
I got her that set. She read through them in like 2 weeks.
That's awesome.
A whole set of them.
Yeah.
Molly loves to color.
Molly read?
Like, all she wants. She's like, I just want a pen.
Yeah.
And
art
or something, and the paper, and she will literally sit there for an hour just drawing, coloring, just doing whatever. And
what happens if you give the boys that?
Now the other two,
they eat the crayons, rip the pages out, start a fire.
Yeah, they're over there rubbing them together, starting a fire.
No. Coloring book, cool. Shh.
No,
I'm kidding.
Landon will read because with their school,
they
if they read a certain amount during the year, then they get a free pass to Roaring Springs.
Yeah, right.
And so
incentive-based learning.
So he will read the amount that he needs to read.
Mm-hmm.
Is he reading the whole time? Because when he goes to bed, he'll read, and then he'll come out. I read 20 minutes. You know, do we know that he actually did?
I don't know. Do you?
I don't know.
Do we have an integrity check? We trust him. Do we?
We trust him.
You do trust him?
Actually, him I do.
Okay, I got you.
He's the one that if he does something and you call him out on it, he'll confess to
it. The guilt will get him, heats him up. Yeah. Okay, I like
that. He does have a really soft heart.
Oh, that's good. Good
for him. Oh, yeah. But,
like, what are you doing?
Oh, yeah. He doesn't like to get, yelled at or in trouble or anything.
Oh, okay.
So when he does, it's like, hey, who ate the last brownie? It was my brownie. Well, I'm sorry, Dad. No, it's okay.
He should just be like, I did you a favor.
I did. Look at you, big boy.
Who ate the brownie? Me.
Me. Because you know me.
Trying to save your life. I'm
just kidding. Want you around for a while, Dad.
I want to keep you. Keep you, old geezer.
But, no, and then Hunter, like Val, she's doing a little preschool with him on her days off, and she can totally see the difference. Like, they have little coloring activities and, cutting and, pasting and everything. Molly's all about it, and Hunter's just like, no, I don't want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go outside, build a fire.
I'm going to go out.
Build a shelter.
He's just got an axe. He's just out there chopping on. He's just going to chop this tree down and...
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Whatever. But, I would say eventually, but I hate to read. I still do. I'll listen to books.
Yeah, there you go. Uh-huh. Well, I'll listen to somebody else read.
Yeah. Do you want to read to me?
Yeah.
Book on audio. They're my best friends.
They are pretty great.
But, I didn't have those growing up. Dang it.
No.
Cliff Notes, though.
So, yeah, Spark Notes, Cliff Notes. Mm-hmm. I don't know how many times I use that. That's terrible.
Or movies.
Yeah, but...
eventually, those books became movies.
I'll tell you what, you try the wrong movie book combination, and they're like, fail.
You're done.
Oh, that's not how that ended.
But the movie is the movie.
The movie and the book are not the same.
Oh. That's why I never passed.
See, that's what boys do. Okay. Girl reads the book. Hey, tell me. And I'll tell you right now, I saw that. I'm telling you, in college, I had a friend... It was funny. I ended up in the poetry literature course. I don't know how, but anyway, she was an English major. So yeah, she'd read all this stuff, and I'm like, I'm gonna be real with you. I didn't read any of it. I'm not reading it. Can you just tell me? Give me the once over, and she would just because she's like, that's the problem with college. You take electives. It's I'm never gonna use this. I need it to get to the next thing that I might have to use. And so. Uh-huh. A lot of times you'll get a friend and they're like, yeah, this is what it is. But they're working hard and there I am can you tell me about what this poem means, man? How about you read it? It's a page. I don't want to.
It's a different language.
I don't know what that is. It doesn't end.
Oh, man. But, no, there's definitely a total difference. Puberty, the girls, they hit it earlier.
Early.
They hit their growth spurts.
Yeah.
And I'm... but guys or boys are always later. I'm still waiting for mine.
Sure.
Here I am.
I don't know how you got a beard.
Well, I hit that.
Yeah.
I'm still waiting for the growth spurt.
Oh, yeah, you don't get
that. That's what I'm waiting
That's
for.
That's genetics.
Dang it.
You got screwed,
buddy. Wait. Sorry. I'm taller than my wife, and I'm not tall. My kids are screwed.
Yeah, your kids are dainty.
Yeah.
They're
going to
be dainty. Dainty.
Carry them around in my pocket.
Yep. Oh, man. It is nice though having so much exposure to boys for Juliana because her cousins and stuff, because she's got little girl cousins and they get to do the girl stuff. She's got girl friends at school and all that, but it's nice that she grew up with these boys. She's wrestling in the roughhouse and they're usually I like if she cries what I'm like take care, rub it up, shake it off, get back in
Rest
there,
some dirt on
it. And same with them, mm-hmm. You guys hurt each other, as long as you're playing and not trying to go out of your way being malicious, I like that, having fun, roughhousing, and doing those things. It's the video games I was talking to you about earlier. She's always she wants to sometimes work out with me in the garage, she wants to do these things because she wants to, it's a competition, man. I told her from a young age, you got to compete out there. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to, if you want to be stronger or faster or smarter, you got to work.
Yeah.
And she does it. And she has that competition with her boy cousins, and she's all about competing with them. So,
yeah.
We'll see how it plays out.
Going forward. So, we just had parent-teacher conferences a couple weeks ago. Both kids did great. Awesome.
Which ones?
Not the little ones.
They don't do
my wife. My wife, how are they doing?
Oh yeah, they're not.
Tell it to me straight.
They're not in school.
Tell it to me straight. Teach.
Yeah, come on. Hey, hey, take the wife hat off for a second. Be the teacher. Mm-hmm. How are they doing? She's like, not good.
It's not looking pretty.
The one that looks like you is terrible. He can't read. He can't read to save his life. That's my fault.
That's why I named. That's why he's a mini me.
The one that looks like me, the girl, is doing great. Okay, we're right on par, aren't we?
Yeah. Luckily, I'm not going to lie, luckily all the kids so far have her brains.
Yeah, she is smart. Well, who's good at golf? Isn't that Hunter Doug's good at the golf there?
Dude, I'm telling you.
He's
like,
picking the golf
up. Watching his brother play soccer, he was out there when he was 2 years old just freaking running and kicking.
Yeah.
Like most 2-year-olds can't barely even
walk. Dude, that's how my nephew, I have a little nephew who's like 2.5. He's like ready to hit
golf. He gets out there and just wham.
He's out there wanting to play football. Freaking. Yeah, it's funny how some of these kids are. I'm like, dude, we need to do something with that. Because when they're like that, it's like hit them early because you get them good at sports. Mm-hmm. And
well, he's a lefty just like you.
Not, dude, and why, so, why is he not playing already? Well, come on. Like, you'd be like, Todd Marinovich is dead. You ever heard that story? Todd Marinovich is dead. He's played for the Oakland Raiders, well, Los Angeles Raiders back in the day, and the dad was turned him into like a machine, and then he ended up hitting football and going into heart, you know.
So he just, because my favorite team, the Braves, were just in the playoffs and got eliminated.
Mm-hmm.
But so I was watching him a lot. Huh. And so he's like, ooh, baseball.
Yeah.
So he went and grabbed a glove. Well, it's for right hand. Yeah. So got him a little left handed glove.
Nice.
And dude, that guy's got an arm.
Get him in there.
And so I told Val, my wife, I was like, hey.
Hey, he don't need to read.
He needs to pitch. He's a lefty.
He needs to read signs.
He needs to pitch.
Yeah.
Let's do this.
Yeah. Get him in there.
He's going to be like the Jose Altuve, but for the pitchers, because he's going to be short.
I like it. He's just a little fella. Hunter Doug. He's got a good pitcher's name. Hunter Doug.
Hunter Doug up to the mound. No. Okay. Sorry. Random. Off topic as usual, because that's just what we do.
I love it.
Picking names.
Mm-hmm.
When you picked a name,
yeah,
did you just for me when I did, when we decided on names, if I liked it, I know this is gonna sound stupid, but I had to imagine it being announced over the.
No, I love that.
Over, you know,
no,
Landon like Stokes, back to receive the kickoff.
No, I love that.
You know, Hunter Doug.
Hunter Doug. Nobody says the middle name.
No, but he will. He's gonna be Hunter Doug for life.
H.D. Stokes. He's like an old, like, literary genius of his time. H.D. Stokes Esquire. No, we when we were thinking of names, I thought of names that you couldn't make fun of.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, like. Okay. Like, she had some names, and I'd hit her with, like, here's a name that they'd call
Hannah,
her.
Hannah Banana, dang
yeah,
it.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, or...
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, I want a name that's not overly used, but, like, it's really hard to make fun of it. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, yeah. So we landed on Juliana. Yeah, so...
No, Valerie had her, had the older two picked out since she was little.
Mm.
She got Allie from The Notebook.
Oh, okay.
And Landon from A Walk to Remember.
Wow, two romantic movies, huh?
Her favorite.
Your children were named after two romance movies?
Yeah. For, yeah. Because all the ones that I had.
You just didn't.
For the boys.
They were like Rocky.
No, for the boys, I wanted like either Jed, Todd.
Jed, huh?
Let's see, Jed.
Jed Bush Stokes?
Jed, Todd, or Tom, or something like that. I don't know.
So super normal.
Vetoed.
I'm sure.
Yeah. And so, well, it's because growing up, I had an invisible friend.
She had Landon and Allie. Landon and Allie, and you had Jed, Todd, Tom. Get out of here. Hey, she feeds on your knees. Like,
hey, growing up, I had an invisible friend, and I would always change his name. It was either Jed, Tom, or Todd.
You were going to name your kid.
So I was going to name one of my kids that, okay? Now, the twins, I guess you got the name...
I can tell.
That, whoa, easy now. No, actually, my first name got vetoed. I don't know if I want to tell you now.
Hold on, we got Jed, Todd, Tom. What was it? Bob?
No. No, these were already off the table.
No, but was it Bob?
No, that one was already off the table.
Bill.
No, it was a Chipper.
Like Chipper Jones?
Chipper Jones, named after my favorite baseball player.
Our nephew's nickname that we call him is Chip.
Yeah.
So since he's a little baby, Hunter, we call him Chip or Chipper.
Hunter might, if he is pretty athletic, he might earn that nickname.
Hunter Chipper Stokes.
Or just call him Chipper.
No, I
like it.
Chipper Hunter.
Yeah, and then with Molly, I had Summer picked out.
Summer.
Vetoed.
We have a friend named Summer.
She didn't want the...
she didn't want a season?
She didn't want a season.
What about winter is coming?
Winter's coming.
Autumn? Spring?
I tried autumn. I tried summer.
What about rain?
Rainy.
Oh, yeah.
No. But, no. And then just somehow I thought of Molly and then Hunter. And
so you got to name both the twins, huh?
Yep. She was good with it. But, of course, it went through the strenuous...
Oh, yeah.
Vito.
Yeah. You should have named her Vito. Like I'm friends. Isn't that a part where they're trying to come up with a name for it, the kid, and they keep saying Vito. I'm starting to like Vito.
Nice. All right. Well, definitely a big difference between boys and girls.
Lots of differences. We go on and on. It's ever-changing. You know, these kids... Whether it's a girl or a boy, the challenges never stop. They just are different. They're their own unique challenges.
And we're not even into the teen years yet.
No. And we didn't even get into that. Shoot. Mm-hmm. I mean, I can't even... I know it's going to be hard, you know, because you're dealing with puberty and, you know, if it's a girl, like a boy, you know, and it's always funny how, like, you're like, you know, you get this, you always seen it, like, if you're a boy, it's like, oh, it's all good, you go hang out with that girl, yeah, but if it's like girl, you're like, nah, I don't want you hanging out with boys, you know, like, so I really gonna do my best with the double standard thing. I don't like it. It works both ways, and I don't care. She's not gonna see anybody till she's about 30, and we're just gonna leave it at that.
That's what I say. I tell Allie and Molly all the time, I'm gonna lock them up up in a castle, you know, the top of a castle.
Yeah.
But then I tell my boys I'm going to lock them up in a dungeon. I don't know why they go to the dungeon.
So you're just locking up your kids.
Just locking them up.
So lock them up. Locked up and won't let me out.
Hide your wife, hide your kids, and your husband.
You're just locking them up.
Locking them all up. Oh, anyway, all right, well, I think that's going to do it for this episode.
Yeah.
Another good one, I think.
I think we did.
We got off topic quite a bit on this one, but...
Hey, you know what? That's how it's going to be, but we appreciate everybody taking the time to listen. Appreciate the support.
Yes.
We're going to keep working on it, getting better for you, but that's, you know what? We like to just talk about stuff like we would talk normal. Like, that's what we're trying to do. Like, you know,
if every time we hang out, these are our conversations.
Yeah. It's about 3 hours, typically.
Well, yeah.
It could be one topic. Well, it spills into another topic.
You guys are only hearing like 45 minutes of it. But hey, no, we really do appreciate all of our listeners, and if you do us a solid, you know, hit that like and subscribe button, share it, you know, tell your friends about it.
Yeah.
Word of mouth. Yeah. You know, we're new to the game, and we'd like to get our listeners up and followers up and everything. So, and if you guys have suggestions, you know, hit us up. We have a Facebook page,
yeah.
Dagum Dads. If you like it, you know, you can direct message us or just, you know, get on there and just mention, hey, you know, how about talk about this? You know, if you got a subject that you want us to talk about, you know, give us a topic and, you know, we'll work it in sometime.
Yeah, so. We'll probably take a look at it, delete it, you know, and just pretend we didn't see it. Oh, this isn't what I like. Have conflicting opinions in mind. I don't like that. For real. Now, all kidding aside, we do appreciate it and we'll, we'd love suggestions. You know, we're trying to come up with stuff, but. Yeah, you know, just whatever we can talk about from the dad's perspective, you know, it's super helpful.
Yep, yeah, definitely. So, you know, like I always say at the end of every podcast, you know, children are blessings.
Mm-hmm.
Don't take them for granted.
Don't do it.
Yep, we'll see you next time. Peace.
Bye.